If your happy ending is no more joint pain, please try Sierra-Sil. With a money-back guarantee, it's all-natural joint pain relief that's changed our lives. Sierra, like the mountains, and Sil, like silicon. Go to sierrasil.com. Use the code TRIFT for 14% off. Hello, I'm Erin, and welcome to Drift. I have for you a story tonight called Asha and the Crystal Heart. And I'll begin this tale of a young girl's quest to share goodness with her people thanks to a magical relic. Right after I share this moment of gratitude, not only to you for being here, and for that I am most thankful, but to the small, mighty Canadian company that has leapt in or climbed into bed with us so that you may listen for free. Envy Pillow is made up of a team headed by Kim and Kathy, two RNs with a dream to make yours better and to reduce lines and wrinkles, help keep your sleep cleaner with germ-killing copper, and to also use only the greenest ingredients on the planet for their incredibly luxurious pillows and other products. I rested my busy head on an Envy Pillow long before this podcast began, and can still rest easy, knowing there's a 90-day promise that you will love your pillow as much as I do mine, or they'll refund your purchase, then clean and donate your pillow to a shelter. There is so much to love about this company. Just go to envypillow.com to learn more in the morning. And don't forget, use the code word DRIFT to receive 10% off anything you purchase. Before we begin Asha's quest to find a crystal heart, let us get into a place of deep relaxation together. And it starts with a breath. Just a nice, slow inhale. And exhale. Now let's do it again, counting four on the inhale. One, two, three, four, and a nice slow six on the exhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Good. Let's focus on the body for a moment, starting down at your feet. Just let them feel heavy, on your sofa, in your chair, on the floor, in your bed, where your whole body is sinking into your mattress. Let your legs feel like wet, weighted logs. Make sure you're not holding anything in your hips or belly, and that your shoulders and neck are completely relaxed. No more working, holding up that busy head of yours. As your arms feel comfortable while you rest, let's move to your face. Let your eyebrows drop. Your eyelids feel heavy. Your mouth and jaw completely relaxed. And finally, with one more breath in, let's exhale together now and think these words. I am safe. I am loved. I am at peace. And with that, let's drift. Once upon a time, in a land far away, nestled amidst emerald valleys and snow-capped mountains, there lived a young princess named Asha. She was known for her unparalleled beauty, kind heart, and radiant smile that could brighten even the darkest of days. She lived her carefree life in a place that was as sweet and lovely as she was, called the Kingdom of Thessar. This enchanted place was known for miles around to be a realm of fairness and compassion, for it was ruled by her wise and benevolent parents, King Cedric and Queen Isabella. In the heart of Thessar lay a magical forest called Evermore. Generations had spoken of just what made it so remarkable and supernatural, And those stories had been passed down faithfully as families, from the eldest to babes in arms, gathered around to hear tales of their past. One of the most memorable and captivating legends described an ancient relic hidden deep within the enchanted glades of Evermore, and it was called the Crystal Heart. Now, you may wonder what it was that made this story of the Crystal Heart indelible, so much so that tales of its wonder had carried on the wind for eons, like the fairy seeds of cottony dandelions. Well, it was said to hold immeasurable power, capable of granting to those who were pure-hearted any wish that they desired. However, these stories never ended with the name of a conqueror of its powers, for it seemed that the Crystal Heart was most elusive. You see, although countless adventurers throughout the centuries had tried to find this treasure, not one had returned successful, Crystal Heart in hand. Still, the legend persisted. Now, you might think that these sorts of stories are only passed down around the humble hearths of those who are not royalty or who have no power and wealth, only wishes. But that is not so. For Princess Asha, who was 10 years old, with deep brown skin and full, curly hair that fell to her soft shoulders, had always been fascinated, too, by tales of the Crystal Heart. She would go to sleep at night and lay her head on her soft silk pillowcase, and as she closed her eyes, a smile would creep across her lips. She would imagine herself coming upon the heart and using its endless magical powers to enrich not herself, for her family was blessed with more than enough, but the people around her. As she counted the ways in which she would help her fellow Thessarians, she would drift off. One night, though, Princess Asha found herself unable to fall asleep. She silently turned back her soft covers, slid into her slippers, and shuffled to the window. Pulling back her curtains, she peered out through the glass at the stars that painted the sky in shimmering constellations. As the young girl gazed wistfully at the moon, a feeling came over her, one she had never experienced in her life. She was filled with a yearning for adventure. And there, ignited in her heart, was a stirring desire to bring prosperity to all in her kingdom. "Oh, how I wish I could find the Crystal Heart and use its power to help my people and make Thessar an even more joyful place," Asha whispered to the moon, unaware that her words carried the purest intentions. With that, she sighed and then yawned and let the curtains drop back into place. Then, guided by the gentle slivers of silver moonlight streaking across her wooden floor, she climbed back into her bed and went to sleep, dreaming of full golden fields and joyful people smiling as they went about their day. The following morning, thoughts of the previous night's wish at the window came to her as soon as she opened her beautiful dark eyes. After a long and lovely breakfast with her parents, in a room with high ceilings that glowed with sunshine and resonated with the warmth of family love, she went out into the lush garden to play. As she sat on her swing, she felt a familiar tickle on her hand and was delighted to see that it was her loyal friend, a mischievous fairy named Lily. "Oh, Lily," she said, her voice bubbling forth, "I'm so happy you're here. I need to tell you what's in my heart." as she continued swinging back and forth, higher and higher. The fairy flew down upon Asha's knee and held tight in the breeze of the beautiful morning and the movement of the swing. "My dear Asha, I know what's in your heart, for I am there, as I have always been. You've been thinking and wishing and hoping on how to improve the lives of those around you."
I have,
she answered excitedly. How wonderful it was to have a confidant like her little fairy friend, Lily. "It is my wish to help my kingdom's people, to lighten their hearts and their burdens. And it occurs to me, dear Lily, that the crystal heart might just help me to do so, if the legends are true. Only, I'm just not sure if or how I can do it. After all, I'm but a child." The fairy laughed, making a tinkling musical sound, and her eyes sparkled with excitement. "My sweet friend, if anyone can find the crystal heart, it is you, for no one has a heart as pure as yours." With that, the fairy flew up to Princess Asha's sweet nose and flicked her wings, tickling the girl and making her laugh. Then, quick as a flash, the fairy flew off and Asha lost her in the sunlight. The girl leapt down from her swing, smoothed her skirts, and ran into the house. She gently asked the royal maid to please bring her a cloak that she only wore to play, even though it was the nicest of days, explaining that she was going for a long walk and would not want to dirty anything nicer. When the maid had brought her an older, almost too small, and very well-worn cloak, the girl told her that she would be away exploring for a while and wouldn't need her lunch today, and to tell her parents not to wait, for she would likely be late for dinner. Taking an apple from the kitchen counter and a butter tart from the pantry, off she went, skipping back into the yard. But she had much, much more on her mind than simply going for a walk, did Princess Asha. For there in the sunny garden, she called out to Lily. It took but a moment for her faithful fairy friend to appear at her side. With a nod of their heads, the two embarked on their quest, with Lily fluttering around her like a radiant glow. Despite the day's comfortable warmth, Asha wore the simple hooded cloak she had brought from home, and thus was able to conceal her royal identity. The cheery pair set forth into the unknown, leaving behind the security of the castle walls. As they walked, Asha bit into her apple, and she spoke to Lily of her hopes. They talked about the legends surrounding the crystal heart and all that it could do for whomever would find it. As it does when one is chatting with a good friend, time passed quickly, and soon they were deep into the Evermore Forest on their enchanting adventure. Although the sun's golden rays were shaded by their great boughs, the trees seemed to whisper secrets of forgotten tales. Magical creatures danced in the dappled sunlight. It was, to the princess and her companion, a most delightful day. Then more time passed. The forest's mysterious aura gradually turned into an ominous presence. Late that afternoon, far later than Asha had planned to be away from her home, as she did not want to cause her parents any worry, ever, she and her fairy noticed a soft melody carried on the breeze through the ancient trees. "What is that sound?" asked Dasha of her friend.
Oh, my dear girl, that is the haunting song of the Will-o'-the-Wisps.
Goodness, said the girl.
Well, not goodness at all, explained the fairy, for they are ghostly beings known for leading travelers astray. Stay with me, girl, and hold to the path, and we will be safe together.
But, despite Lily's warning, Asha felt an inexplicable pull toward the melody and tried to fly at her side as she ran ahead of her towards the sounds. Following the eerie music, Asha and Lily soon found themselves lost in a labyrinth of shimmering blue lights. A chill suddenly overtook her, and panic seized Asha's heart. But then she took a deep breath to steady herself and remembered with unwavering determination a lullaby her mother had sung to her in times of fear. For you will be safe, my heart of hearts, whether you're near or in faraway parts. Know that I'm with you to keep your path clear, and you will be safe, my Asha dear. As she repeated these comforting words, it was as if they performed their own sort of magic. For miraculously, the Will-o'-the-Wisp's song waned. The lights faded, allowing Asha and Lily to escape their bewitching grasp. Asha's song had tamed the forest sorcery, demonstrating the power of purity over darkness. As they continued their journey, they encountered other challenges, a treacherous riddle set by talking trees, a mischievous sprite stealing Asha's butter tart right out of her pocket, and a labyrinth of mirrors reflecting their deepest fears. Although they were frightening each in their own way, with determination and focus, Asha's kind heart and quick wit guided them through. Finally, after hours of exploration, at long last they arrived at the heart of the Evermore Forest. In what was now clear and shimmering moonlight, a breathtaking glade surrounded by ancient trees revealed itself. Both Asha and Lily gasped at its extraordinary beauty. And then they spotted it. There in its center stood a crystalline pedestal with an ethereal glow. The two walked closer to the astounding apparition, and then they saw it in all of its glorious clarity. Resting atop the pedestal was the legendary crystal heart. Princess Asha approached the enchanted relic, feeling its energy radiate through her like a gentle current. She could sense its immense power and understood the responsibility it carried. Lily cautioned her,
"Be careful, Asha. The crystal heart can fulfill your wish. But remember that true happiness lies in using it wisely."
Asha paused, taking in her dear friend's counsel. Then, steeling herself with a deep breath, she contemplated her wish carefully. Slowly, with caution and the utmost respect, Asha touched the crystal heart and spoke with deepest sincerity. "I wish for the well-being and prosperity of my kingdom, Thessar. May joy and abundance reign, and may my people thrive in harmony.
The crystal heart shimmered, resonating with Asha's pure intention. A gentle wind swirled around them, carrying colorful petals that showered the glade like a blissful rain. The forest seemed to come alive, rejoicing in Asha's benevolent wish. In that moment, Asha realized that the crystal heart's true magic was not in granting wishes, but in empowering those who held it to be agents of good and positive change. The girl stood in awe of the harmonies and vibrations with which the crystal heart had imbued her. And then Lily, astounded at what she had witnessed, but seeing that the hour had become very late indeed, told Asha that they must be on their way, for surely by now her parents would be sending out search teams to find their dear daughter. With a gasp, Asha realized that her friend was right. She placed the heart, which was bigger than her hand, into the pocket of her cloak, and they turned back the way they came. But this time, there were no challenges or tests to pass, no frights or mysteries or riddles to solve. Swiftly, they found themselves on the way back to Thessar, where, upon returning to her castle, Asha explained to her frantic parents that she had gone for a walk and found herself, in more ways than one, in Evermore Forest. Asking forgiveness, she would explain, she promised, after she had slept on it, and could put her incredible and magical adventure into words. And so, seeing her exhaustion and sensing that something within their daughter had shifted for the best, her parents tucked her into bed, and for many hours, the crystal heart placed carefully beneath her pillow. Asha slept heavily, but with a great sense of contentment. Just as she had promised, Asha soon told her parents every detail of her journey into Evermore Forest, her fears, the songs of the Will-o'-the-Wisp, the challenges, and ultimately her discovery. She unwrapped a silk handkerchief in which she had bundled it, and displayed for her parents the legendary crystal heart. Both were rendered speechless. Not for a moment had they doubted their daughter's astounding story, and now it was here in their home, right before their eyes. And soon the proof of what had happened and the profound impact of the girl's wish became very clear, not just in the castle, but in all of Thessar. The kingdom flourished with newfound prosperity and happiness. The fields bore abundant harvests, and the townspeople embraced a newfound sense of unity and kindness. There were no more disagreements, only discussion, no confusion, only openness. Just as the legend had for centuries before, word of the Crystal Heart's discovery spread far and wide. People from distant lands flocked to Thessar, seeking Asha's wisdom and guidance. In her newfound role as a beacon of hope, Asha used the Crystal Heart to help others, healing the sick, solving disputes, and spreading joy wherever she went. Yet, despite her newfound responsibilities and the degree of respect and renown that had come into the young girl's life, Asha remained humble and true to her kind nature, to replenish her spirit and to ground her. She continued to visit the Evermore Forest, cherishing its magical inhabitants, and she and Lily would rekindle their friendship again and again. For often in the midst of her now busy life, she could confer with her sweet fairy friend and seek her wisdom and perspective. Asha and Lily would often hum the forest's lullabies as the girl reminded herself that goodness could conquer any darkness. One day, as she sat atop a mossy stone in Evermore, communing with the beauty and magic that surrounded her, she felt a familiar warmth that was like the cloak she had been wearing on her first journey into the forest. It was the crystal heart, communicating in its unique, silent, and vibrant language. The heart assured her that its power would always be there, as long as her intentions remained pure and selfless. With a bow of her head, Asha whispered, "I will, I will," and renewed her promise to her people, to her country, and to herself, in the hopes that the crystal heart would hear her vow. Years passed, and Princess Asha became Queen Asha, a wise and beloved ruler who had earned the love and respect of her people. With her fairy friend Lily by her side, seen only, of course, by Asha herself, her heart remained as pure as ever, and the crystal heart guided her in her words and her deeds. And so, the tale of Queen Asha and the crystal heart became a timeless legend, inspiring generations to embrace the power of kindness, honesty, openness, and selflessness. Thessar flourished under her reign, but the real magic lay within her heart, a heart as pure as the crystal heart itself. And with that, I will wish you a good night and sweet dreams.